We need, people need to be empowered. Yep. So this is the kind of the brief summary of the maximum medicine approach. One of the approaches that is in my book and that Donna will use today in doing an assessment for you. So when I look at patients and people struggling of any situation, I was so taken by the Andean, as in Bolivia, Peru, the Andean symbol of the Southern Cross and the Chicana. And it's very much a stair step. And I see it going around in a spiral. And I think about people's healing is you do something, but then you plateau. And then you do something more and you plateau, but you're higher than you were before. And that I've found in patients, because you can tell them and they do something, but then it seems like they're at a standstill. But I believe energetically and physically, you need that for healing and integrating. So I really was taken by that symbol. And then I started to, in my shamanic training, see these things swirling around patients. And these are constructs that are used in shamanism and in indigenous medicine. And the first is the concept of the medicine wheel. So you have the four cardinal directions, and they represent places on a process of your inner journey. The south, where you recognize your problem. And Lydia, if you'll put up the wheel of directions. The west, where you have the courage to face it. The north, where you bring in help, often from ancestors, but it can be from higher guides. And then you come around to the east and you've gotten some new insight and you're up a level. So I see this sort of, where is the person in their journey? And that can be an emotional journey, a physical journey, a health journey. Then I saw, well, how do people taking this? Where are they and how they're thinking about this? And Lydia, if you'll show the wheel of perspectives. Are you in the literal world? I have patients who come in all the time and they tell me their symptoms. This, you know, my foot doesn't work, my back doesn't work. And they'll say, I feel hot, I feel cold, I feel this, I feel that. Very literal world. But there are also a lot of emotions associated with that. So the next part of the perspectives are, how do you feel about it? Well, you can come in, and I have patients who come in who are very disempowered, and they're miserable. They're down and out always about the health condition, and often out of proportion to how serious the health condition is. They've made this whole process about themselves stuck in the emotion of how burdened and uncomfortable they are. And I understand that many of them are in pain or discomfort. But then you take the next perspective and you take it, for me, I call it the spiritual level. Can you look at this as a journey? And I believe in a soul. So I think about, what's your soul's destiny for this lifetime? I believe in multiple lives. How can I see this? If you were to talk the story of your illness, why are you on a journey that has you in back pain all the time? Is there a story we can understand that about? In other words, you're talking about the myth of the person's life, the myth as in a mythic journey, not as in a makeup thing. So are you burdened? Do you feel like you're weighed down? Are you carrying too much load? Is that why your back's hurting? In other words, you start to see this from a higher perspective. You start to see this from the journey of your soul. And is this how you want your life to go? And if not, can we change something here to change that story? And then as you go around the wheel, you hit the energetic perspective. And that to me is where you surrender it to the higher sources. I happen to believe in nature spirits. I believe in the power of the earth energies. I believe in the power of the stars. I believe in ascended beings. I think there are multiple intelligences in the universe that have power, and we can access those. And that's a big chapter in my book, are accessing your helpers. Pat, you know about helpers. We talk about those all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I know the chapter I wrote in the book that I think that both of us participated in, you know, really talked about the fact that what if we could just pay attention to the signs? What if we just know? And you know what I love about this? Everybody's got this. I mean, they may not say, you know, Sharon, I really have an intuition that something's wrong with my finger, but they know. Have you ever watched a mother who intuitively knows about a child or someone that owns a pet and they know, they look at that pet and they're like, right, they're like, oh my God, there's something wrong with Sadie. She looks really down and depressed. I mean, they're not saying, you know what, I intuitively feel this, I'm sensing this, it's part of this chakra in my body that I'm getting it and I'm tapping into her. But we know this. What you've done is you've organized a systemic approach for us to be able to learn this. That's what I hear you talking about.
And one of the big pieces, and Donna, we'll come to this also, is to really ramp up the power of your intuition. We all have it.
Yeah.
And then we have to start training ourselves to learn from it, to pay attention to it, to honor it. I have patients who come in. There's some who have panic disorder. And they come in and they say there's something wrong with them all the time. I just know it. But when you hear that, even though you do 8 tests and they're still saying it, you know, you kind of wonder maybe this is all worries in their head. But somebody says something's not right. Well, I pay attention. Or they say, you know, I felt like things weren't going very well. And I said, what do you mean? I said, did you feel like you were heading to the edge? You stop and you pay attention. But anyway, let's get back on track. Another wheel, another way to look at what's going on are using the elements. And those are, going around clockwise in one of the wheels. I call these the wheels of healing. The elements of fire, water, earth, and air. Those are very Chinese medicine, but they are energies, powerful, fundamental building blocks of energies in our world, in our universe. Then we also have the two wheels that I compiled, that I came up with, is where I see people in their process. So the first one I call the 4 A's. And the first is you have to be aware of your issue. And most people are aware because something hurts, or I won't be too graphic, but they can't stop going to the bathroom. So they're aware of something. But then you need to really allow help in. Well, that even means going to the doctor or paying attention. I have so many guys who are there because their wives made them come. But anyway, pay attention to somebody, allow help. This is where we talk in the book about the helpers and how you can tap into helping energies. Then you need to take action. And this talks about what kinds of actions can you do that are shamanic in nature, which involve ritual, intuition, quiet time, assistance with the helpers. And then you've got to affirm it. Once you act, you can't just act and go away. You've got to affirm it. And then the fifth wheel, and I'll just do this briefly before we break, is you've got to have intuition. You've got to amplify that intuition, really, really get it honed down correctly. Then you've got to set an intention, and you take that intention to ritual. And that's really where the shamanic processes come in. When we go to ritual, we are going to a sacred moment between you and your intention and the energies you call in. Sit by the fire is probably the most ancient ritual I can think of. Maybe you want to write something on a piece of paper and have the fire burn it away. Many things that you can do for ritual, and we can talk about some of those when I do your assessment. So in those wheels, I just saw these things spinning around in ways that I could assess a person. And we're going to take a short break. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to show an animated vision of these wheels all working together, and how I saw it, and how Transformation Talk Radio producers created this gorgeous video. And then we'll get into your assessment. So do you have any questions? I know that was probably just a lot of facts landing on you.
No, I don't have any questions. I do have one. When you're explaining things, is it okay if I just jump in if I have something to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. You can say, hang on a minute. I don't get that. Before we take a break?
Pardon?
Donna? Yeah. Donna, do you have anything before we take a break?
No, just I wanted to know if I could jump.
Jump.
Yeah, interactive. It's good. Before we go to break, Sharon, please tell everybody their website, how they can find out about you. Let's make sure that anybody that's watching, if you go to the website, and of course, we have got our website coming, popping up on the screen if you're watching. But when you go there, you're going to be able to see a lot of this of what we're talking about in full living color. Website, Sharon, please.
www.drsharonmartin.com. So drsharonmartin.com. It's got how to email me and all the different ideas that are in there. You'll see it. You can ponder it and think about how I can help you. So
I love it. I love it. Let's take
a
short break.
The people can put it in the chat as well.
Yeah.
So that you can see it.
Great. Thank you. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, you're going to see how all of this works and how Dr. Sharon Martin brings a new version, a new element, a new dimension to healing to the forefront. We'll be right back.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Doc Martin with Maximum Medicine. Dr. Pat's co-hosting with me, and we are really happy because we're going to demonstrate at least a component of the Maximum Medicine approach. And Donna Marie has been wonderful and generous in giving us her time to be sort of a participant. We won't say guinea pig because that sounds too experimental. But hi, Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So bring to me, you can bring to me anything and let me lead you through some of the Maximum Medicine approach. And if I get intuitive hits about anything else, I'll toss those in also. So if you were coming to me and I would say, how may I help you today?
Okay. Well, I have nodes on my thyroid, and they've taken biopsies, and they're not cancerous, but I would like to get rid of them. And I've heard that low iodine can be a problem. And so Dr. Greger, I've listened to him, and he said take like a teaspoon of Dulse Flakes every day because that'll help you. And I've been doing that. And so anyway, I just wanted to know if you have any info on what I could do for that.
So first, let me say Dr. Greger he's a little bit nerdy, but I find him a little nerdy, but he's brilliant in compiling the facts. And I love that. And he brings in stuff, Ayurvedic stuff that, you know, most medical doctors would roll their eyes. But anyway, I like that. If he's saying something, I would trust him. I want to hear more about your feelings when you talk about that you've got these and you want to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I do believe that everything that happens to us, every disease we have, goes back to, it has to do with energy, and it has to do with something that happened to me a long time ago, and I'm holding on to that energy, and I haven't been able to figure out exactly what it is so I can release it. And I believe that would help me a lot.
Tell me your feelings about having these and wanting them.
You mean like, does it hurt or anything? Or just my emotional feelings, physical feelings?
Both.
Okay.
Physically, emotional. So
physically, they really don't cause me any issues right now, physically. I don't want to keep getting biopsies. The doctors just want to do that. They want to biopsy it all the time. And I feel like if you get a biopsy, it just makes it worse. Like you're just pulling stuff out. I don't think that's good. So that scares me. I don't like that. I worry that they will cause me more problems as time goes on, because they say they'll get bigger and bigger. So emotionally, I don't want them. I want them gone. I don't like having them.
So when I hear you talk, First of all, doctors find nodules on your thyroid, and then they freak out. Could this be becoming cancerous? And if it grows bigger, we've got to be scared if it's cancerous. So we got to do a fine needle aspiration and come back every 6 months, every year, every 2 years for a thyroid ultrasound. It goes on and on and on. Right. And what I hear is you're fed up and you don't like always being reminded of what to be afraid of.
Yes. And I also don't trust that the medical industry. I feel a lot of it is based on making money, that big pharma pushes a lot of things. And so I don't necessarily really feel that it's not that the doctors, I believe they believe everything, but I don't believe we're being told everything that we need to be told. Like you're saying, a lot of it has to do with energy as well. And that whole piece of it is left out of it. And it's your whole body. So the reason you have a problem is not just because of my throat. It's because there's something wrong. What's wrong? I have to find that root of the cause. And our medical industry doesn't do that.
Right.
They would just rather just cut it out. If it gets too big, cut it out. That's it.
Right.
Don't find the source of what's causing this.
I understand. I'm going to digress just a second. And just show you this. Before this session, I had my bag of stones, and this is Amazonite. And Amazonite is about throat chakra and about speaking your truth.
Okay.
Anyway, so very interesting that we'll talk about that. And for the listeners, I have offered to, because Donna was so generous with her time, I'm going to send her a stone reading. And Amazonite came to me before her, so I'll be sending her details about that. So that's a very nice synchronicity, I think. That's the natural world being our helpers.
I agree.
So when I think about where you are on the wheel of perspectives, you're in the literal and the emotional portion. How can we shift this to looking at this in terms of a soul journey? What can you see or think about? What are you going to learn from this? How does this take you into a higher place? You already said one thing. You said, I know this is bigger than what modern medicine, allopathic medicine can offer me. So it has helped you. I'm just going to make an assessment here. Step into looking at something bigger and assessing for yourself from a different perspective. What else is on that soul piece? What else is a spiritual component here?
Have
you gained anything from this? If you really look at yourself from your highest perspective, are there any gifts in what seems like a horrible situation?
Yeah, I feel like part of the reason I have it is that I haven't always been heard. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's helping me empower myself to be more verbal and more assertive with how I feel and how other people, and not holding back, not keeping everything in, but letting it out.
Right. So when you've already intuited for yourself that what's happening here energetically, and I see nodules as a kind of a condensed, congealed energy. Now we do need structure in our body, so bones aren't always congealed energy, but here, and you're noticing it. So that sense of, you now have the higher awareness that this is speaking, interesting, to something more than just having your thyroid gland grow some extra pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bigger picture for you to not only step outside of the typical medical approach, and it's challenging you to look elsewhere, but that also, isn't that interesting? When you're doing that, you are speaking for yourself, because you have said, now this whole thing doesn't go down with me. Mm-hmm. I want more. So right there, you have a life experience and a life challenge where you're actually practicing speaking up for yourself. So you are moving, and you've already stepped into the spiritual part on that wheel. So let's take the assessment to one of the other wheels. Let's take it to the awareness, the four A's. You're perfectly aware that you have an issue that is bothersome in terms of the fear, the inconvenience, the mistrust, and that you also are aware that this may have an emotional, energetic, spiritual component that says, wait a second, I need to be speaking more freely, speaking up. How do you, in your life, allow help? Where do you get your support? And that can be in the literal world and in the spiritual world.
I get support. I do meditation. I have a group that we meet on Mondays. And so we read spiritual books. The one that we just read was by Kyle Gray. And we read his older book where he has 111 vibrations. So it's called Raise Your Vibration. So we did all of the 111 together. We did one a day, and then we met every week and we talked about it. So we just finished that, and now we're doing his challenge. He has a Raise Your Vibration challenge. So within that group, I get a lot of support from them, and we talk a lot about just everything, and we support each other, and we share information, and we share ideas about energy and meditation and how to help ourselves. We talk about our inner child a lot, and to talk to your inner child, and that helps you a lot too. We talk about our ego. We talk about a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I find that very helpful. I find the meditation very helpful. I ask for help from guides like angels and the universe. I always call it the universe. I don't say God. I say the universe. And I ask help for the universe. And I really, really, when I said before that love is the answer, I joined the Hay House app. They had a special. And I had the message that love is the answer. I was getting the message. And then I got Kyle Gray. I found Kyle Gray. And his whole thing is about love. He says where love is, fear cannot exist. And he talks about just love, that love, just let your love shine. And so I just, through things like that, I find a lot of help.
I love that. And I love that you have a spiritual community. My spiritual community saved me through COVID. And I say that absolutely truthfully. I might cry if I talk about it anymore. Saved me in the hard years that we had in the past 2.5 years.
They would talk, yeah. My community guards, so yeah, it sends you stuff. They sent me, the universe sent me a community garden just wonderful. When COVID hit. It just was really wonderful. Weird. We were talking about things falling into place.
Yeah.
And that really just helped me so much because I was able to do that and meet people there and be outside, and it was good. So, yeah.
Kyle and you have now, you've talked about love is, and I don't know if you remember Dr. David Hawkins, and he wrote Power versus Force. And in his meditation, he calibrated the different energies and their vibrational height, and love was the top one. Mm-hmm. So you are absolutely right in doing that. So let me tell you the thoughts I have about that. I'd like you to think about spending some time in your own personal meditation. I love that you have a community, but that's a lot of thoughts and a lot of stuff coming in. So I want your own dedicated, quiet, personal time. And I want you to choose a guide that to you represents the highest love. And that can be your guide if you have a close connection, Mother Mary, one of the Ascended Masters. And I really want you to sit and feel that. I'll take Mother Mary, for example. I connected with her a couple of years ago and I began to, again, the stress of COVID, and I used rose water spray. And that brought me the sense of peace and the thought of Mother Mary. And when I get stressed, I'm going to tell you a cornball story. When I can't sleep at night because I worry about everything. The world, my patients, I have Mary make me a cap of rose petals. She puts them on, and I'm just visualizing that. Before she even finishes the hat, I'm asleep. So I believe something that powerful, for me, I'm getting the hit of roses for you. Rose is a very high vibrating oil. Mm. And think about that coming to your throat. Visualize that on your throat. Even if you got rose spray.
Rose or use
roses. Oh. Yep, rose petals or Mother Mary stroking. On the wheel of elements, you're a little bit stuck, a little bit earth, and you actually need water. You need this to be a little more fluid. And again, this is so wild. Thank you, stones. Amazonite is a water element as well. Just feeling that being more flowing, more fluid, more relaxed. So pick a helper. Stay with the high vibration. And with your mental capacity, your conscience, your consciousness, intending that smooths away.
Can I ask, when you said I need water, how do I get more water? See, I do energy healings on myself, mm-hmm. like where I bring the energy in and, so I do that. But how do I get more water?
This is a tapping into the energy of water, of the sense of fluid. So in other words, asking your body to be more fluid. And let me back up. Sitting in meditation with each of the elements. So sitting in with fire in front of you, having a dialogue with fire. And then having that interaction with each of those elements and asking them to be in balance. And Pat, help me on how should Donna bring water?
Yeah, I want to tell you about this, and I want to give it to you really quickly for time. Anytime anybody looks at my astrology chart and they find that there is not a single drop of water in it, and this has been going on for decades, I pretty much can give you a list of what it means. So let me start from the very obvious. A bath. You can't take a bath. Sweat.
Okay. I've been sweating. I've been hot a lot lately.
It's good. Because let me tell you what. It's not good. I know what you mean. Like, okay, I've already been through that. So that's like another show. But here's what I want to say about it is this. When you have this going on, because Linda, one of our producers, when you have this going on, and Sharon is so right on, and I love the stone she pulled, because the bottom line is, what does water do? It cleanses. Who are the water totems? Frog, right? Follow me for a minute. So when water is brought in, it's not just literal water, although in your case, I think it is. But there are totems out there that are cleansing. So what is cleansing about? See this? This is something that emotionally, and I think, Sharon, you nailed it, physiology-wise, this, there's something in here that we have got to dissipate, right? Diffuse. What's a diffuser? What does that thing do, right? It's all water. This has got to be broken up. So when Sharon says water, you have to find the various ways to do that. A bath, and at the same time, meditation, but don't bring anything electric in the tub. But you know what I'm saying? A bath. Salt.
With maybe with rose oil.
Thank you. Rose oil, or people don't like the oil in the tub. Here's what you do. You're going to get some roses. You're going to boil them, and you're going to have sacred rose water. Okay. Rose water, spray your throat. Rose oil here, right? See, I could go on, but I don't want to take up the time. What I'll do when Sharon sends you this, I can send you my list, because I'm telling you, I have 8 planets over there, up there, and they are fire and earth. So my life's journey is water. The other thing is, should I be obvious? Drink and sweat.
Drink water.
Go ahead, Sharon. Did I help or did I hinder that?
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. And just intending, and producers, we're going to postpone our break for another 5 or 10 minutes. Let's know.
Yeah, you might as well skip intending, it if you want, Sharon.
Okay, let's skip it. Yep. Intending that you wash, you feel water washing through, or you sit in meditation with each of the elements in front of you, like you're in circle, and you will intuit which are out of balance and ask them to get back in alignment, because you've got a little too much earth here, a little too much congested solid. We love solid in our bones. We love solid in our way we can stand our ground. Fluidity also comes with your speech. So being more fluid in how quickly you step in, voice your opinion. I'm going to send you the details on Amazonite, because and the other one that came for you today was amethyst.
I have that.
Which is high vibrating, very high vibrating.
That's so, right?
That is your third eye, yes. So the color for your throat chakra is blue, and it's usually an electric blue. So meditating on that color blue also. And so we've talked about your helpers. We've talked about the elements. We've talked about the perspectives. So what kind of ritual can you do? So what I'd like you to think about is, if you're in meditation and you set an intention for this to be dissolved, dissipated, disappeared, calmed down, at least don't grow anymore. We don't want the doctors to get all freaked out. Calm down, set an intention, and then let's think of a ritual for you to do. Are you an outdoor girl? Do you have an altar at home? Tell me more about your spiritual.
Okay. I have a garden, so I do a lot of gardening. I like outdoors. I go for walks. So that's the outdoor, the outdoorsy part. Yeah, I do like the outdoors.
And so, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. But it is getting colder, so I don't know. I don't really like to be out that much when it's really cold. So
where do you live?
I live in New York, on Long Island.
I was born in Flushing, and my grandparents were from Garden City.
Oh, okay. I lived in Flushing North for a while.
Uh-huh.
Out here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to make a prayer bundle, an offering to the higher spirits. So this, in the Andean tradition, we call this a despacho, which means dispatch, but it really means an offering. It's your message of thanks. So you're going to go on your nature walk and you're going to collect nature elements and you're going to stop at a favorite place and you're going to make a little bundle, make a little diagram, pile, put a few twigs, put a few. And as you put each element down, you're going to say your prayer, your intention. Please let this be dissipated. And you'll lay it down and you'll set that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you set that, you're going to leave it for nature and the spirits to take that offering. Everything is about gratitude. Again, how you love their help, how you love nature, how you love the fact that you get to be in this body, even with its challenges. Here's a leaf, a beautiful maple that's now a sugar maple, so it's gorgeous orange. My intention, a perfect twig, a dried piece of grass with a foxtail at the top, and just pile it up in a blessings to your higher beings, to the universe. In that way, you have an offering where you are saying, I'm asking you for this, but I'm giving you this pile of beauties in my gratitude to you. And what I say in my book, and I say it to all the time, you can't have a relationship with higher beings unless you have a reciprocal relationship. You can't keep asking without giving back. And what I say is nothing sends a power animal or a spirit guide packing, except your guardian angel who never leaves, even if you're a total turkey, if you don't honor and respect and have gratitude. So here you're out in nature, appreciating the beauty, you're asking for help, but you have gratitude for their help, which you know is going to come. You just know it's going to come. So you're thanking even for the future. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. Someone told me once that trees have a lot of energy and don't just take the energy from the trees, give it back to them. So I always try to do that, to send energy back and say thank you. And
trees will save our planet. They've been around a long time. Yeah, so I love that.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then rose petals in the water. If you go buy a few roses, pick the petals, put them in your, you can even rinse them off and put them in your drinking water. I'll send you when I send your stone reading. I'll just say this for other listeners, but I'll send you the link. Altea Organics is a Bulgarian company that distributes in the United States, and they have an organic rose water that is beyond exceptional. Okay. Alteya. And I'll put that on your email. Okay. So Pat, what else can we think for Donna before we, Lydia, will you just send me a chat of how much minutes we have left? I kind of lost track.
So you said to create, I'm sorry, can.
No, please go ahead.
Interrupt you. Sorry. When you said to create a ritual, now what you just talked about is a ritual, but should I also create something that I do every day? Like where one day I do fire, one day I do water, one day I do air, one day I do, what's the other one? I'm missing one.
Water.
Air, water.
Fire, earth.
Earth. So should I create a ritual that I do like every day where I call in and I ask them, and can it just be visualizing, or should I actually be like when I'm doing earth, I should be outside doing it or standing grounded or?
You choose. It's always good to involve more senses and more so movement, but your intuition will create the ritual. And the ritual is you in meditative, quiet space with higher beings for a purpose. That's what the ritual is all about.
Okay.
And you can sit in meditation and dialogue with each element. You can sit with them all in a group, sit, you know, give them faces, give them personas, you know, sit with these guys all around you in a circle and say, all right, like you're the chairman of the board. Okay, guys. You know, you kind of acted up a little bit today. What can we do about getting you back in line here? But Pat, what else do you have for Donna?
I think you really covered it. I think one of the things that's important, especially if you live in Long Island, is, you know, you're really at the time now when this is something I do here in the Pacific Northwest. I have a little deck out here and I'm like you, I like the nature and it does get a little cold. But when I have to bring water in, especially rose water, what I'll do is I'll just heat up something to put in my foot bath. And I'll heat that water up and I'll put my rose petal in. And then even if I sit outside for 5 minutes, it is the energetic integration of nature. And you know about the feet, right? What our feet bring up. So what you've got is you're sitting out 5 minutes, even if it's cold. You got your feet in hot water, not too hot. You got the rose petals in there and you have your time for your integration of energy and meditation. It really only does take 5 minutes. I mean, you could stay out longer, Donna, but that would be another way to really start to integrate the water element and the energy of water into nature that you love. Mm-hmm. And I hope you got better tomatoes than I did this year.
I did, actually.
Sharon, what a great show.
My God. So, Donna, I have
to take
one
time
more
to process, right, Sharon?
Right. Donna, I have one more question for you. Do you have arthritis?
No.
Show me your hands. Okay.
Like this?
Yeah. I just wondered if you had some arthritis in your fingers.
No.
Okay, good. Well, water will be good to loosen any of that up.
Like putting my hands on.
Rose, back to Rose, Mother Mary, even though you don't have to be Christian to appreciate the energies of Mother Mary. Very, that is all love. Mother Mary is the epitome of love. And Rose is high vibrating and very open-hearted vibration, very loving vibration. So you put those energies together and ask them in your meditation for their healing benefits. And again, ending with gratitude. I think that's a powerhouse of making things different and better for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you both.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's my pleasure. Do you have any questions?
I think I have a good idea of what to do, have my earth elements, make sure I have air and I have water, and the roses are very mm-hmm. important.
Yeah.
And to do it every day and have my ritual every day, whatever I decide exactly mm-hmm. that's going to be, do the nature, go out in nature and gather leaves and twigs and whatever, nice rocks, and then offer that up as gratitude in a nice pile and do that often, right? Or just whenever I feel like it?
Whenever you feel it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I'm you, I'm walking with a little spritzer. I have a little spritzer bottle. I don't know. It's not a real name, like a little bottle. And that's what I do. I mean, if you come in the office, I've got them here. I've got them over there. And that's water. It's mist.
Mist yourself. Yes. That's
mist
a great
yourself.
Idea. Thank you.
I missed you already.
Oh, thank you.
What's that move? Play Misty for me. Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. That.
So
is,
at yeah. the last, we're going to close up. Donna, thank you so much for being here. Dr. Pat, thank you for helping me move this along. Mm-hmm. And Donna, I'm going to send you the stone reading because I'm not kidding. Amazonite came in loud and clear. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fun. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah. And Sharon, I just want to mention, I mean, what happened here today, if you go to Sharon's website, drsharonmartin.com, this is work that Sharon does with people individually. And Donna, for you too, if you want an extended version of this. So I want to make sure that folks know all your information is on your website, on social media. And they can work with you directly because this was customized for you, Donna. Okay. This was just for you. Donna, thank you so much. Really.
Thank you. Yeah. I loved it. It was really great. And I'm going to implement everything. And I thank you so much.
Very, very welcome. Thank you. Dr. Pat, thank you.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.